This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Maybe you have noticed ads for breakfast items popping up for restaurants that were not really always that big on breakfast. Taco Bell has breakfast tacos now. Wendy's has English muffin sandwiches. Breakfast and its more formal cousin brunch are in for 2024, according to a recent report from restaurant research firm Technomic. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab takes a look at what is behind it.
Once upon a time, brunch was reserved for special occasions like Mother's Day. But now, Dominic Pernomo is serving it every weekend at his restaurant Dayline in New York's Hudson Valley.
You know, I think it's a great way for people to get out and enjoy something, especially for those who have families. They can get out during the day.
Yes, there's that. But brunch also has better profit margins.
For most breakfast places, you know, you're looking at eggs, potatoes, and bread. Those are items that are not especially expensive.
That's always been true. But right now, the prices are stabilizing for many of those breakfast staples, says analyst Sean Dunlop at Morningstar.
So chicken and eggs and dairy and wheat are all set to be deflationary moving into 2024. And as operators are looking to recover to pre-pandemic profitability levels, that's pretty attractive.
Meanwhile, since the pandemic, many fast food restaurants have reduced their dining room hours, which is fine for customers who want breakfast on the go.
A lot of brands will just close the dining room and they'll funnel people through the drive-through with bare-bones staff.
But it's not just businesses banking on breakfast. Robert Byrne, Director of Consumer and Industry Insights at Technomic, says with inflation, customers are leaning into Eggs Benedict as a way to stick to their budgets and still treat themselves.
That breakfast spend is actually going to be lower. So for a consumer who loves restaurants, we all do, right, to some degree, they're just flipping the script and going to breakfast or brunch because it's less expensive.
That means they have room to order a side of pancakes and maybe a mimosa. The proof? Byrne says 70% of diners order alcoholic beverages at brunch versus 40% at dinner. Plus, Pernomo, the restaurant owner in New York, says diners' habits have changed. They don't like to stay out late anymore. Brunch lets him make up for some of the business he's lost from the dinner crowd.
People are tending to eat earlier now than they have in, I would say, a long time. For a long time, 8 o'clock was the ideal reservation.
Now, dinner peaks at 6, and during brunch, noon. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.